From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Hello, this is Hugh Crosskill reporting. The world is still reeling tonight from the news that Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev has been deposed by Communist Party hardliners. In the Caribbean, Trinidadian Prime Minister A.N.R. Robinson said the coup was a clear reaction to Mr. Gorbachev's policies of reform and that the Soviet president had been caught in a vice between hardline communists and progressives. Mr. Robinson said he fears that the hardliners will now use repressive measures against protesting civilians. Jamaican Prime Minister Michael Manley said any reversal of Mr. Gorbachev's policies would be a major setback and added that the situation will have to be monitored very closely before the global impact of the coup can be properly assessed. Earlier this evening, I spoke with Dr. Trevor Monroe, leader of the Workers' Party of Jamaica, which only last year softened its Marxist-Leninist stance in keeping with the changes President Gorbachev was bringing about in the Soviet Union. I asked Dr. Monroe for his thoughts on Mr. Gorbachev's demise.